Blog Talk Radio.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
Jacksonville, Florida. I'm Dr.
Mary Smith McCoy, and yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I believe that we have many believers out there today and people that believe God that will rejoice with me and be glad. Today we are excited about what God is about to do. We are excited about the Word of God. Today, our scripture text is going to be coming from Daniel, the 6th chapter. And we want you to get your Bibles, your pens, your notepads, or whatever you need, and you can join us as we begin to go through the book of Daniel at that 7th chapter. So today we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace, and we're going to invite you to come and to go with us. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done, all, God, that you're doing according to your word. We thank you, dear God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Thy word have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Lord God, have your way in our lives. Bless the people, cause healing, cause deliverance to be manifested in them. And for this, we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we're going to begin our scripture study today. We're going to come from Daniel, that 6th chapter, and we're going to begin to read at that first verse. And we want you to be able to hear the Word of God as God has given us insight. I believe that this Word is for you today. I believe that your faith will will increase, and I believe that your faith will not be compromised if you just stay in the Word of God. For the Word of God say to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God, need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. Here in the 6th chapter of Daniel, it reads, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account to them, and the king should have no damage. So in other words, they were going to be accountable, that the king would have no loss. And then we see in that third verse that it says, then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the president and princess sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find none occasion nor fault, or as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error, or fault found in him. And when we began to look at the Word of God, when we began to look at the man of God, this man was not just any type of man. I'm quite sure many men and women have great morals, and they do things that they feel that is right. But I see, and as I began to read in this Word of God, that this man of God, he was faithful first of all to God. He did what God had instructed him to do. He loved that God with all of his heart, his mind, his soul, and his spirit. He was faithful to the king. In other words, he was loyal. He was reliable. He was trustworthy. And they could believe him. Yes, he did those things that made the king trust him. So these are the things that, same thing that God wants us to be able to walk in and be faithful to him. First of all, we need to be faithful to God. And if we can be faithful to God, we can be faithful to those that have a rule over us. And we can be faithful to wherever God puts us, in whatever position God gives us. So here we see that jealousy is being stirred up. We see that the man of God was getting ready to come against some obstacles in his life. Why? Because of jealousy, because there was some envious people that envied him, people that wanted to be like him, people that did not was not exactly coming up where they was being taken notice, but the king took notice of Daniel. And the king knew that there was an excellent spirit was in him. I asked you this morning, can someone say about you that you have an excellent spirit? Can they say that you are loyal and that you are faithful? Can they say that you are reliable and that you are trustworthy? I'm saying today that because of Daniel being these things, and it was not him, but it was a Christ that lived in him. It was a God that lived in him so that he was able to have this excellent spirit. And here we find that competition is coming into their men that was working with them. There was competition all around them. And somebody, when they began to compete, we find that there are some unrighteous things that comes up in people and stirred up in people when they sometimes is too competitive and when they have envious and strife in their heart. Here we see it says in that fourth verse that then the president and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. They wanted to find out what he was doing wrong. I see him, but I'm going to take a closer look at him as being in the kingdom, as being one of over the other presidents as well. So when they decided to do this, they could not find any fault. They couldn't find any perfection. They couldn't find any flaw. They couldn't find wherein that he was failing in any of these matters because he was faithful. Neither was there any error or fault found in him. He didn't deviate from those things that he was supposed to do, those responsibilities. He was accurate. He was a man that didn't make mistakes. So therefore, I see here as we began to look at him, we see that the men that worked with him began to find fault because they thought that this man is moving up the ladder and we don't want him to do so. We don't want him to get ahead of us. We don't want him to be able to be influenced to the king as he is, and that the king was taking notice of him. It says in that fifth verse, then said these men, so they had to begin to plot. They began to they within themselves, they got together. They may have thought things individually, but then they came together. That's how the devil is sometimes. Then the word of God said, and then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus to the king, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, the princes, the counselors, the captains have consulted together to establish a royal status and to make a firm decree. In other words, it was to make a judicial type decision or some orders that they wanted to put in force. And this is what they say. They want to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of you, Cain, he shall be cast unto the den of lions. Now, O Cain, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which alter not. Therefore, King Darius signed the writing and the decree. They didn't tell him why he was making this decree. All they wanted to do, as we said before, they could not find anything that he was doing as in the job, in the kingdom, but they decided that we're going to make a law, and it's going to be according to what we want to set up and want to do, and we're going to get the king involved. But they knew they weren't going to tell the king why he was making the decree, what was behind the decree. But they got the king to agree with them. They got the king to make this law, and they couldn't come to no. They couldn't ask a petition of anybody else but the king. They couldn't worship any other god. Of course, we know there's the only true and living God, who is God himself, who is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who is the Alpha and Omega, who is the beginning and the end, who is the first and the last, who is the true and the living God. They knew that it was no other king, no other God, that was the really true and the living God. But this is what they did. They knew that we're going to get Daniel. We're going to get him. We can't find any faults. We can't find any errors in him. We see that this man is faithful. We see that this man, man that believed God, and they knew it was a difference. They knew it was a difference. When people come against you, they know that it's a difference between them and you. So you need to do as Daniel did as we began to go into the Word of God a little bit further. And we're going to, in that 10th verse, because we already found out that the King Darius had signed the writing and the decree that they had brought before him. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem. He knelt upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Look at what God would do. Look at what, when you really believe God and know that there is a God, that you're not going to back up, back down. You're not going to lay down and play dead. You're not going to roll over. You're not going to stop up your ears as to what you know or what you've heard about the Word of God and what you know about that these that they had came against him. They knew even that he knew even before they made a decree that they were against him. But as a decree was made and the king had signed it, then it didn't stop his everyday thing that he did. It didn't stop him from doing what he did repetitiously every day. The word of God let us know that he went into his house and his windows was open. He didn't close the windows now. He wasn't fearful because I don't want anybody to see me pray, because he knew that how important prayer was. And he knew, and they knew that he in his chamber that he prayed towards Jerusalem. So when we began to look at this, Daniel had kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day. Now, he wasn't down just on his knees to be down on his knees. But he was down there praying and giving thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. And when these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God, then they came near and spoke before the king concerning the king's decree. They knew what they had already done. They knew what they were up to. Daniel knew that eventually they gonna come against him. But when a man and a woman, when a child of God have made up their mind that I'm going to stand for God, and what I'm going to do is going to be for the glory of God, when they can say, I will lift up my eyes to the hill, will come in my help. My help cometh from the Lord who has made the heavens and the earth. They know where their help come from. They knew that they must pray, that he must pray no matter who did not pray. Why? Because he was dedicated to God. He had confidence in God. He had faith in God. He relied on God. God was his source. God was his help in every area of his life. He was God was his rock and his shield. God was everything that he needed. He knew that it was important for him to pray. And I just don't believe that he prayed when he was praying 3 times a day, now lay me down to sleep. I don't think he prayed, Lord, my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. I don't believe that's okay. That's okay. But I don't believe he was praying that type of prayer. I believe that he was praying a prayer that was touching God. Because when we pray, the word of God let us know that prayer, it bridges the gap between heaven and earth. How are you going to get your prayer through from earth to heaven if you're not praying in sincerity, praying, believing God, praying earnestly before the Most High God? I believe he prayed. And see, the thing about it, it just wasn't the beginning of his prayer. He did not just start praying, but the man had been praying 3 times a day already. So that is something that he did in time that he dedicated to God. He prayed to God. He knew that God would not leave him. He knew that God will not forsake him. And this is the way that we as people of God need to know that God will not leave us, neither will God forsake us, no matter what we go through. Daniel knew that it was something up with those people, that those men that was in the kingdom with him. So therefore, when we began to look at what the word of God tells us, you see that they had already made a decree, because it tells us in that seventh verse of that sixth chapter, it says, all the princes of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors, the captains have concerted together to establish a royal statute to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any God or man for 30 days, save of your king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. So they already had everything that they thought that they need to hinder the king to get Daniel thrown into the lion's den. There are people that work wickedness. There are people that do things that is not according to God's word. But the word of God says, "The fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they soon shall be cut down as the grass and withered as the green herb, but trust in the Lord and to do good." That's for us. That's what Daniel did. He didn't stop praying. He didn't stop proclaiming. He didn't stop making his petition before God. No matter what came against him, he still went in prayer. No matter what people said, he still went in prayer. He still he knew the consequence of what could have happened. It's not that he didn't know. It wasn't that he didn't know that they had made a decree. And the decree means that anybody prays or asks a petition before any God or any other person in 30 days, they're going to be put into the lion's den. So he ignored that. In a sense, he knew what could happen. But this is a man that believed God. This is a man that stood on the word of God. So here we see in the word, "And they came near and spoke before the king concerning the king's decree. Have you not signed?" Listen to what they're saying. They knew what the king had already done. "But let us remind you, king, what you did and what you wrote." And this is what they said. "Have you not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of you, O king, except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions." First of all, they want to get that straight. They want to get that clear. They want to bring that to the king's remembrance, that he remembered what he did and what he said. "The king answered and said, this thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which ought not. Well, what the king had done, it can't be altered, it can't be changed. In that 13th verse, it says, "Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of captivity of Judah, regard not you." They try to get the king to come against Daniel. And they try to remind the king where Daniel came from. You know how it is. You know she was she's in royalty now, but you know she used to live on the house on the back street back there. She was the one that didn't have shoes for her feet. Or she didn't have those shoes for her feet. And she was the one that mother and father was really poor. Or he was the one that wore those raggedy pants to school. Don't you remember that? So here they refreshing. Now they in a position that God has given status and God has made him somebody in him and somebody in the kingdom, then this is the jealousy and the envy and the strife that came from these men that's supposed to be there, supposed to be in the kingdom with them. Him. And so here we see, "Then answered they," this is in the 13th verse, "then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is the children of the captivity of Judah, Regard not you, O king, nor the decree that you have signed, but make his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself. He wasn't displeased with Daniel, but he was displeased with himself. I can imagine him thinking, oh, my God, what have I done? See, the king was, Daniel was loyal to him. He was faithful to him. And here, because of this decree that he had signed, you have to be careful what you sign. Be careful what you sign. Be careful what you say, because it can come against you. You have to be careful. You have to read between the lines. The king wasn't able to read between the lines. They got him. They got him because he wasn't able to read. He didn't see what they was really up to. Oh, my God. And here in that 14th verse, it tells us that then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored to the going down of the sun to deliver him. He wanted to deliver Daniel. He didn't want him to be put into the lion's den. Here, I got a good man here. I got a man that's loyal. I got a man that's faithful to me. I got a man that's righteous. Can somebody say that about you? Are you faithful? Are you righteous? This is what the king was up. He had a good man that was faithful and righteous towards him. And this man, he loved it, is God. Then these men assembled to the king and said to the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. You made this, you can't change it. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Oh, haven't you been there? It may have been not the tigers and the bears. Haven't you ever been there when somebody tried to throw you to the lions? I mean, tried to take your life, try to destroy your character, try to destroy that which was in you because they don't like what they see of you. They don't like to see that honesty and that supplication and that you praying. They thought they was going to destroy the man of God. So therefore, Daniel, yes, he was thrown into the lion's den. Yes, it is a fact that he did. Now the king spoke and said to Daniel, your God whom you serve, continue it, not, you know, that to me, I had to put a little mark around continually because he wasn't in and out and in, and his prayer to God and his faith in his God. Somebody just go to God when they in trouble. Some people don't pray like they should but the word of God says man should always pray and not to faint. Don't give up. Somebody is about to give up. Somebody want to give up. But Daniel, even when he was in a hard place, he did not give up. He prayed as he normally did 3 times a day. He was put into the lion's den, but the king was telling him, he was comforting him and letting him know, he said, your God whom you serve continued. The king knew that Daniel served God continually. No, the king said, he said that he will deliver you. I believe the Daniel made a believer out of the king. And in that 17th verse, and a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, with the signet of the Lord, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. He couldn't even sleep. He was thinking about Daniel. He was concerned about Daniel. And the king was concerned about Daniel, and he couldn't sleep. Do you think God was concerned about Daniel as well? Do you think God was going to leave him in a time of stress, a time wherein that the men, the evil men, was coming against him? The word of God says, I will never leave you. He said, I will never forsake you. So here in the 19th verse, we already discovered that the king couldn't sleep. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable, like a he was in pain, a lamentable voice to Daniel. And the king spoke and said to Daniel, oh, Daniel, come on. I love what he said. I love what he said. He said, oh, Daniel, servant of the living God, is your God whom you serve continually able to deliver you from the king? Then said Daniel to the king. Daniel was talking. He said, O king, live forever. My God, I want you to listen to this. I need you to listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me. And also before you, O king, have I done no hurt. Oh, look at God. Look at the word of God. Look at what God is saying. Look at what God is saying. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den and no man. Listen to me now. Listen to the word of God. You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to believe me, but believe the word of God. The word of God says, and no, they took him out of the lion's den, out of the lion's den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. Can you believe God today? No matter what you're going through today, can you believe God? No matter what they've said about you, can you believe God? Can you believe God when things are not going well on your job? Can you believe God when the bank is calling for you to make a payment on your vehicle? Can you believe God? Can you believe God when the doctor has given you a bad report? Can you believe God? Can you believe God when it's not looking really good in a situation that you may be in? Can you believe God? And in that 24th verse, it says, and the king commanded, listen what God would do. Didn't I say that what the word of God says? He said to fret not, because it really, I need to say this again. The word of God says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious against the workers of iniquity. People come against you. People will do evilness and evil things against you. But the word of God said, it soon shall be cut down as the grass and withered as the green herb. And me personally, I'm not looking for people to be cut down. But I'm saying to you, and I don't wish evil upon anyone. But the word of God says this is what happens when you come against a child of God. The word of God says, and the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel and they cast them into the den of lions. They didn't just cast them into the den of lions, but you know what they did? They cast them, they cast their children, my God, their wives, and the lions had mastery over them. That means they weren't coming out like they came out. It killed them. They ate them, and they brought all their bones in pieces. They broke all their bones in pieces. Oh my God! Or ever they came at the bottom of the pit. Whenever they went, they put them in that pit. Their bones were broken. Then King Darius wrote to all people, nation, and language that dwelled in all the earth. He said, peace be multiplied to you. He said, I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. Ha. But he is the living God. He let them know that God is the living God and steadfast forever. They're talking about God. And his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. And his dominion shall be even to the end. They're talking about God. He delivered, come on, they're talking about God. He delivered and rescued, and he worked signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. They're talking about God, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lion. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Daniel and in the reign of Cyrus and the Persians. I'm telling you, the word of God tells us to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor will not be in vain. No matter what you may be going through on today, you need to believe God. No matter what the enemy has said to you, you need to believe God. No matter how many people come against you, you need to believe God. You need to know that God, he is God, and God all by himself. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for the day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for a strong word. We thank you for a powerful word. We thank you, God, for revealing yourself to us, Father God, through your word. We thank you for the greatness of you. We thank you, God, because there is no other God besides you. There's none other God. Even as the King Darius will be able to proclaim the greatness of you, Lord, we also proclaim the greatness of you. Father, you are our deliverer because you deliver, you rescue us, God. You do show signs and wonders in the heavens. You show signs and wonders. And, Father, I pray even now that, God, those that are listening, God, that their faith has increased. I pray, God, that those that are not saved, that they, Lord God, would ask you to forgive them for their sins, come into their heart, and save them. God, you said, ask and it shall be given. You said, to seek and you shall find. You said, to knock and the door shall be open. You said, God, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, not move. God, you said, it shall not be moved. So, Lord, it shall be moved. So, Lord, I pray even now, God, that every situation in the people's lives, God, that you will move, whether it's sickness, infirmity, diseases, a job, Father God, children in their home, things that the enemy have tried to come against them. I pray, God, that you will touch them and that you will make the difference in their lives. Father, if there are some that's not saved, if they don't know you as Lord and Savior, I pray, God, that they will say yes to your will and yes to your way. That your words, that we confess with our mouth, the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart, that God is raising from the dead, that we shall be saved. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, even now. Thank you, God, for allowing God on today. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. You've been listening to the Our Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please join us on this Friday as we again lift up the name of Jesus.